Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time with our buddy Larry Wysoon. Campfire Talk is brought to us each week by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Bill Carey Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, a place that Larry and I dearly love to visit up in Oklahoma. Mr. Wysoon, you're standing by the campfire, aren't you, buddy?
Yes, I am. And as you mentioned, Lake Texoma in Oklahoma, you know what? I wish you and I were both on either of those two places right now, because what an absolutely fantastic morning. We're kind of now going to have summertime. Looks like temperatures are increasing, and my gosh, it's been good to escape to the lake a little bit. Things here in Texas are kind of loosening up a little bit as a result of the COVID-19 thing. And what a great place to continue with that spatial separation thing that they're talking about, rather than being on the lake or being up there on the Choctaw.
I can picture this right now. I can paint a picture. You and I get up there with Bill Carey. Bill's son, Chris, is a guide that I fished. I don't know. Chris asked me on a recent trip how many fishing guides I'd fished with and written stories about. And I he said, how many, 300? I said, that's a good guess, Chris, 300. I don't have a clue. This Chris Carey, who is Bill's son, Bill is kind of retired from the guiding. He manages the operation, Striper Express, yes, up there. But I tell you, Chris, I told him, I said, buddy, you think like a fish. Yeah, it's an experience. It's an experience being in a boat with him for an experienced fisherman, just to watch him and you know, it, amazing. But a good setting for you and I'd be up there and catch a bunch of stripers with those guys, and then just going across the Red River on up there and to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge and grill up some of those stripers and maybe shoot us a wild hog. If I keep talking, you may be swinging by here to pick me up.
I'll be packing my gun and my fishing rod and be heading north here shortly. You're right. You're painting a picture that I really like.
Larry,
I like being in it.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Tell our friends about a new endeavor that we're starting. It's called, the Hunting Wire Radio. Now, and then it's through the big site by Grand View Outdoors, huge outdoor site. This is going to be a fun thing, and we're just about to kick it off, you know.
We are. You're exactly right. We got a call, or you did, and says, hey, would y'all consider, you and Larry, consider doing a radio show, a bi-monthly radio show. It's kind of a fancy way of saying every other week.
Yep.
Called Hunting Wire Radio, and just kind of talk a little bit about hunting and how important hunting is and some of your hunting experiences. Maybe occasionally have a guest on board as well, and really kind of keep people interested. You know, we're seeing a great interest right now anyway in hunting, and I think part of that came about once again because of the COVID-19 thing, and there was talk about shutting down this slaughterhouse and that slaughterhouse, and as a result of that, the hunting license sales are up and fishing license sales are up. And I think what's going on there with the Outdoor Wire, which is, you mentioned, is an absolutely huge site that so many people visit. They thought, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea to get two old Texas boys together and let them tell them a little bit about hunting, tell a few hunting stories, make it fun, and maybe teach a few things, particularly to some of these people that may just now be wanting to come into hunting. So I think that's a part of it. I think a part of it is, too, is a lot of people like to hear the whole hunting tales, and just like you and I always do, have a totally unscripted program where we just kind of sit down and start talking about things. But you're right. This, I think, kicks off on either June 4th or June 6th. And as you mentioned, you can go on your computer to outdoorwire.com, and there's a section there under there that says radio and up in the headings, and you'll be able to find us there. And I think they're about to make an announcement about all this as well, too. So it's going to be on every other week. We'll find out and let people know maybe the next week or so as to exactly when or what, you know, actually, you know, I was about to say what time we're on, but when you're on the computer like that, internet, you're on all the time. So it doesn't make a lot of difference when you listen to us.
That's true. And folks, all of you listening to us, to Larry and I and my shows each week on the Real Radio, don't think this is going to stop. We, you know, this is just a little, just another thing that another way to reach the outdoors and let people know how much fun being outdoors is all about. I mean, you know, fishing and hunting and cooking out on the creek and all that. We're going to be right here on all with you every week.
Amen. We ain't leaving.
No. After about 10 years, you and I've been together every week here on on the radio. And you started helping me with this shortly after I began about 12 years ago. So it's going to be fun. And, you know, Larry, talking about the outdoors, what sparked a lot of the license sales, hunting license sales, excuse me, and probably fishing license sales, you know, people are thinking, oh, you know, I could get out there now and I could get meat in the freezer and, I can stock up on fish and game. That may be, that's definitely what's probably prompted some license sales. But what I predict is going to happen, Larry, and I bet a lot of the friends listening might agree with me, once they get out there, it may be steaks in the freezer that drives them in the beginning. But once they get out there and discover how much fun it is, you know, there's a good side to everything, and this may be the good side. People may discover, a lot of new people that haven't enjoyed the outdoors, hey, this is fun, you know?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen, and they're going to start bringing their children and also some friends along and go, man, you can't believe how much fun this was, and I caught a fish or I ended up shooting a turkey or a hog or a deer or whatever, and it's a great time. I mean, there are always bad things that happen in this world, kind of like this COVID-19 did, but at the same time, there's a silver lining to almost everything, and I think this is one of those silver linings where we're going to get more people into the outdoors, experience the outdoors, and become a whole lot more aware of how important hunting and fishing are, not only to themselves, but to the local economy and to the perpetuation of those species and the habitat that's there. So, to me, this is one of those good things that happened during the time frame when there were some bad things going on.
Exactly. You know, Larry, also, I've used to be the punch word is take a kid fishing, and that still is important now as it ever was. But something I've learned in my outdoor life and introducing people to hunting and fishing, many times, if I look back over the years, say someone I worked with that was in his another buddy or somebody I was out on a job with or whatever, you know, in their 30s, in their 40s, that they've never been fishing or hunting or whatever. You take them. I've created some outdoor animals in my life. You know, you're watching your TV shows and all through the years, Larry, and you're writing. And the truth of the matter is, it does influence people. But once they get the taste of how much fun it is, they're off to a lifetime of enjoyment, you know. And I've always enjoyed introducing people to the stuff that I grew up doing, you know. It just I like watching them have fun and then watching them go on their own and learn stuff on their own and keep at it, you know.
You're right. And hunting, fishing are things that you can do throughout life. I've got a few old friends that years ago hunted a little bit, fished a little bit. They were huge, you know, lived in town. And so they were huge golf players, and they were huge tennis fans and all those kind of things. And now those knees are not quite as good as what they used to be, and, you know, arthritic pains here and there. And they pretty much quit playing golf, and they pretty much quit playing tennis. And you know what? They're spending a whole lot more time hunting and fishing out there, and I think now they're truly enjoying life, something they kind of enjoyed in the past, but now it's a little bit more important to them than it was, in, you know, a few years ago. So hunting and fishing are two things that you can do throughout your life, no matter where you live. There's always opportunity. Even if you're an inner city person, if you can get outside that city, there is all kinds of public lands available for small game. There's streams and lakes pretty much scattered all over North America. So it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference, and it doesn't cost that much either to go out hunting and fishing. And you just got to want to go do it.
You can always find a place.
Amen.
I've had people, well, I lost my deer lease, I'm going to have to give it up.
No.
There are, and you know, public lands. There, of course, in Texas, I guess is like 97% privately owned land. But there are a lot of public opportunities. But it's one of those things you have to delve into and really look to find good places to, you know, state lands and all. Parks, and there's all kind of hunting opportunities. So if you do happen to not be in a situation where you don't have a place to hunt, well, go to Texas Parks and Wildlife and search out some of these. I know some are crowded, you know, some are maybe not where you want to go, but there are some out-of-the-way places that I know about. That
They do. They, of course, have several management areas, and then they have some public hunting areas as well, too. But some of those, what they used to call type 3 management areas, or basically you check in and you go hunt. And like so many other places, if you hunted public land, and I've hunted public land a fair amount, particularly out in the western states, you hunt real close to the road, yeah, you're going to find a fair number of people maybe. But if you go in to the depth of that property, you're going to find yourself pretty much by yourself. And great place to hunt and great place to fish. And those animals back in there probably hadn't been disturbed very much. And so the opportunity of being able to harvest either whatever the bird or animal is. And don't overlook with squirrel hunting and rabbit hunting.
Yep.
Duck hunting and dove hunting. All those can be so much fun. And those two are much more of a social type of a hunt than when you're solely out there by yourself trying to find a big old whitetail or mule deer or maybe chase an antelope or something like that out west. So get out there and try it. It's amazing what you'll see, and it's amazing what you learn about wildlife and what you learn about yourself as well way out there.
Very true, Larry. Well, we are out of time for today's show, but I tell you, it's hard to believe into June now. Next time we'll talk about some summer hog hunting, Larry, and
absolutely with some exotic hunting too. I'm getting ready to go on a hunt with Greg Simons and Wildlife Systems that we'll talk about maybe next time.
Sounds good. We'll be right back here with everyone this time next week. Right, Larry?
Yes, sir.
Well, folks, while we're in hunting mode here, I want to tell you about some products that I've used a long time, some of them a long time, some of them for a year, but all of them I can guarantee you work. And for many years, I have used Carl Harmon's Ultramatic feeders. Those things, I've got one, folks, that's been in the woods for about 8 years and still works like the day I put it in there. Just I've had to replace the batteries, of course. Got a solar panel on it, keeps the batteries charged. Ultramatic feeders, in my opinion, make there is no better deer feeder than these. They're completely concealed. They come in a box. Everything stays dry. It has the timer. Simple to set. And also what you want to look at is the eliminator. It works on centrifugal force and mounts to the 1/4-inch drive motor. And this thing seals off all corn. You know, there's no way a raccoon or squirrel can get in there and rob your corn. So you can learn all about these products at ultramaticfeeders.com or just on our radio website, catfishradio.org. Now, talking about hogs, which I usually have known to do, if you hunt hogs much, you probably hunt them at night. Now, Sightmark makes the Wraith. Now, I used the previous model. It was the Photon RT. I even went back as far as the Photon XT that Sightmark makes. The Wraith is it's a digital day and night scope. It's color during the day. Of course, has the IR for night use. It costs, listen to this, $500. Now, you know, thermal, obviously, is the catch me out. But thermal costs a lot of dollars. No need beating around the bush there. If you are an average hunter that, you know, that's going to be shooting hogs out to, say, 125, 150 yards at night, The digital is going, this Wraith is what you need. The price is $500. How about that? And they do work. So you can check the Wraith out on sitemark.com, or just remember, always go to the radio website. I have a direct link. Go to catfishradio.org, and you can click right there on any of the sponsor links. But the Wraith is something that I want you to check out. It costs $500, and it does get the job done.